Or a Yerushalmi corresponding to Me'ila Bavli Daf Yud Aleph, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Nifpatza Hagoyzim, Nifpalda Rimoinim, Niftucha Chavyais, Nechtucha Adeluim, Nifparsha Kikoris, Yalu Ve'echad Masayim. Mishnah taught that if the nuts broke, the pomegranates were cleaved, the bowels were opened, the gourds were cut, or the loaves were sliced, their bottle in 201. The Gemara says, Naflu Rachakach Nifpatzu, but Meir says that if the nuts fell and afterwards broke, whether this was unintentional or intentional, they are not batel. Rabbi Yehuda says whether it was unintentional or intentional, they are batel. Rabbi Yehuda says if they fell unintentionally, they are batel, but intentionally, then they're not batel. My time with Meir. What's the reasoning of the mayor? They find the case of inadvertent because of the case of intentional. If you say that inadvertent is permitted, people will do it intentionally and say they did it inadvertently. My time with Yehuda, you say, what's the reason of Yehuda? He already was fined, means they're not as important as they used to be. My time with Yehuda, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi? Ki haida am Rabbi Yabo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kol eisum shiriba aleim shoigig muta mezid osa. Answers is like Rabbi Yabo quoting Rabbi Yochanan that said all esurim that became mixed, if one added heter so that now the shear is bottle, then if it was done b'shoigig inadvertently it's permitted, if it's done intentionally then it's prohibited. B'shem min lakish b'shem Rabbi Hoshia hayu lefon of mea v'chamishim chavyos nifpatchu mea. She say Mea Mutaris Hamishim Asuris Vasha Lakeshi Yiftichu Yehu Mutaris. Mishakish, quoting Rabbi Hoshea, said that if there were 150 sealed barrels in front of him and one was of truma, if 100 were opened, the 100 permitted and 50 are forbidden, the other 50, when they will be opened, they will be permitted. Amar Vizera Laomu Ella Lakeshi Yiftichu Alef Teach Lachatchila Asa. Vizera said they said that they will be permitted only when they will be opened by themselves, but ideally it's forbidden to open them. The Bay say Rabbi Yannai, Shalin, Delas, Shaloka, Avia, Mau, Shetidbol, Namasu. They asked a question in the Beis Minister of Rabbi Yannai, if a gourd was stricken, means shriveled, while it was still attached, is it Tevel from Asa, means is it forbid even casual eating before taking off Maasus? Levi Shal, Mau, Shetitam, Thomas Eichen. And she said, Kevin Shalaksa, Kumachutechefi, Oilai. Levi asked, does it receive Tumas Eichlim while still attached, since it was stricken, as if it was cut, meaning detached, already, or not? We also said, she said, Shmuel, Amar, Shehi Metame, Tumas Eichlim. The answer is, Shmuel's teaching shows it does receive Tumas Eichlim. She said, the Amar of Yesi, Babun, Bashem, Shmuel, Tainu Ba'anovim, Shetzimku, Ba'abeim, Metamin, Timus Eichlin, Baroidim Ehem B'Shamas Chayim, Mishim Kreitzer. Rav Yosef Ben quoting Shmuel said that if figs and grapes shriveled while attached, they receive Timus Eichlin, and in another way they are attached, because one who detaches them on Shabbos is liable for weeping. Nispausu Kikoris, Masnithin Dibikiva Oma Ach Kikoris Shabalabayis. We can infer that when our Mishnah said all the leaves were sliced, it's like a Rikiva, because the Rikiva said, even loaves of a Balabayis are Makadish.